The topic for this month's Great Decisions meeting will be turkeys' challenges. Joining us in the studio this morning are Eddie and Bob Hertzberg, who will be leading the discussion January 15th. Welcome to you both. Can you talk a little bit about Great Decisions discussion series? What is that? What is the Great Decisions?
Great Decisions is an offshoot of the Foreign Policy Association of America, and it's a group of volunteers, people interested in learning various topics related to foreign policy in the United States. The Foreign Policy Association each year elicits information from everybody who participates as to what topics they'd be interested in for the next year, and then they put out a briefing book with articles related to each topic, which is helpful. It's a start, anyway. And we meet once a month here in Grand Marais at the Community Center, and it's been lots of fun and a great way to learn because the presenters present for about 40 minutes, 45 minutes, and then it's discussion from there on. So it's really fun and interesting. Okay. Good way to learn.
Okay, so you both are leading a discussion on Turkey. How did you learn about Turkey? What drew you to that?
Well, Anne Mershon spent about 5 years off and on teaching in Turkey, and I, for some reason, happened to be on her email list, thank goodness, and she sent back wonderful articles and wonderful pictures, and it just really hooked me in terms of Turkey. And so last year, people organized a trip to Turkey, and we said, oh, yeah, we better do that, and had a wonderful, wonderful 2 weeks. It was enough to kind of tantalize one to learn more. So when this topic came up for Great Decisions, we said, I guess we better do it.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit about the topic, Turkey's challenges. I'm not particularly familiar with it, so what can we be thinking about ahead of time?
Turkey has a great many challenges. Two of the major challenges right now are the Kurdish problem. There's always been the Turkish people make up about 10% of the 80 million people that live there, and they really want independence, and it's been a serious problem with them because sometimes they get into a terrorist situation and they fight a lot. The other problem is Turkey does not have any natural resources, and they depend on foreign capital to make their country grow. And the problem is that you need a stable political situation to make it grow, and they've had serious problems in that respect. And also the human rights situation in Turkey is pretty bad. Another problem that they have right now is the refugee problem from Syria. They presently have about 1.3 to 1.5 million refugees on the Syrian border in their camps, and they do run probably the best refugee camps in the world right there. They have services for them, medical services and supplies, but it's a real drain on the economy. And those are major problems.
Well, I would think especially since, as you mentioned, there's not a whole lot going on there resource-wise.
No.
Well, okay. I have to contradict a bit. not unusual. But a main resource is the water.
Okay.
Because they're at the beginning of the Tigris and the Euphrates, which run down, of course, into Iraq. And so they've developed dams which produce wonderful amounts of electricity. And they also are irrigating part of the country. And so they have great farming, great crops. But they're using water that some of the other countries would like. But this is a resource, and they say, no, we don't have oil, but we do have water. And that is shared with some of the other countries, so there's a trade-off there.
Okay. That's a challenge in and of itself,
definitely,
too.
Definitely.
So you mentioned earlier that there are materials available. How does one prepare for this, for the discussion here?
A lot of reading.
where would you find this stuff?
There's a bibliography in these little books that the Great Decision Group puts out, and you start from there, and then you look up on the internet, I guess, and get other books. And some of these books are not terribly good for what we want, but you read them anyway. And then there's a lot of articles in the newspapers that we read, and that's about it.
And the Foreign Affairs Journal has lots and lots of articles.
Okay.
And we use the library a lot.
I was just going to say that the public library has the briefing books. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. Okay. They have several copies down there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, so tell us, what do you enjoy most about the Great Decisions meetings? Why do you all participate?
Oh, discussions are marvelous. And I think from a selfish perspective, if you're presenting, you'll learn a whole lot about the topic. And the big challenge is to boil it down to 40 minutes. But the discussions are marvelous because the people who come are eager to learn also. And so they ask good questions, get into good discussions. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's open to everyone. And if you just want to walk in and listen to a particular discussion, you're more than welcome.
Okay.
And sometimes Randy Cheswick, who is the originator of the Great Decisions here in Cook County, will invite someone from the University of Minnesota, for instance, or UMD, to come in and be a guest speaker. And this is usually someone who's either a retired foreign service person or someone who is on an exchange faculty situation from their countries. And so there are some very, very interesting outside speakers who come in and stir us up.
Well, excellent. We have been speaking with Eddie and Bob Hertzberg, who will be hosting this month's Great Decisions meeting at the Cook County Community Center on Thursday, January 15th. What time is that?
From noon to 1:30. Take your lunch hour and come on.
All right, excellent. So there'll be some presentation and some discussion. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Is there anything else either of you would care to add, Bob or Eddie?
Well, I think one thing we should add is that Randy Cheswick deserves a great deal of credit for what he's done. He's brought this into Cook County, and he does it at the University of Minnesota, and he just recently started another one down in Mankato. So it's a lot of work, but he seems to enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, great.
That's his retirement.
we all need to stay busy. Well, excellent. Well, thank you both for joining us. Appreciate it.
It's very nice to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.